What?
Well, I don't know.
Why are you... what a big sigh. Because we're not even started yet. You haven't even turned the thing on yet.
I'm frustrated over the equipment.
Why? It's working just fine.
How do you know? Is it on?
No, but you just got to turn it on and we'll start.
I did turn it on.
You didn't turn it on.
Look at the numbers.
What about the numbers? Those are seconds.
Those are seconds, yeah.
Yes.
And they keep changing.
It's a timer.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes. We're having an interesting discussion.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about marriage.
Yeah. Love and marriage. Love and marriage. Like a...
Go together like a horse and carriage.
Wait, is this the vape you gave me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It wasn't red when you gave it to me.
There's another one
here. Wait, did you give me this one?
I don't know.
Or this one?
I don't know.
All right.
I only had one, so I think all that whole collection is yours over there.
No, these are mine over here.
Okay.
Wait, we were talking about marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were talking about creation of marriage, societal view of marriage, expectations.
Uh-huh.
And I was sharing with you that there are things I have issue with.
Right.
And it's, I believe in marriage, but I also believe when somebody becomes unkind...
Uh-huh.
When they're angry, when there's jealousy,
uh-huh.
When you're berated, verbally abused, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
then walk away.
Prison.
Yes.
Yes.
When somebody stops becoming respectful of you,
right.
and treating you with dignity,
uh-huh.
I'm all about getting out.
Yes.
I'm just not that person. You're not going to treat me like this. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life like that.
No.
It might not be the popular opinion or the expectation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's, I just don't let people treat me like that.
Is it an issue of control?
Is what an issue?
Well, I think, having gone through a scenario like that, it's a situation of dominating control, right?
Right.
And it, for me, that is the most irritating aspect of any kind of relationship or marriage.
Right.
You know, when you don't have the freedom to be you.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And when you get that control, uh-huh. right, it's irritating.
But sometimes, you know, we're different than, I would say, the typical male, for the most part. I think we're... but I don't know that for certain.
But I know.
I know we're different than what society tells us males are supposed to be.
Wait. I asked this question earlier, and I'm going to ask it again.
Okay.
Because I think it might be a different answer.
Okay.
Right? So we're 55, 56.
Right.
We've had a lifetime of experiences and relationships.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Right? Now, how many men are in our same shoes... with the same thoughts that we have that just sit back, as you commented earlier, mm-hmm. and just say, this is the way it is,
right? Well, I think there are lots that believe that this is the way it is. I mean, I actually had one guy who was kind of a mentor to me tell me, you just find one, a woman, and they're all the same, so you just find one and deal with it.
No!
And that's fucked up. In my opinion, that's fucked up. And it's, why be married?
What part of life means you have to eat shit and be dominated?
None. There's none.
Right. And that's where we struggle with.
Uh-huh.
And as you said earlier, and I thought that was a very interesting comment, that you have, that we both share a very creative thought process.
Right.
Neither one of us are black and white thinkers.
Right.
We think outside the box.
Uh-huh.
Why should we be put into a position where we have to live dominated, right?
Dominated and berated.
Berated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shouldn't. Nobody should have to live like that, man or woman.
And as you were talking about earlier, in a lot of marriages, you know, there's argument, beg for sex, serve and all these other kind of things.
Right.
What the fuck is the point?
Right.
Don't we do that at work all day?
Mm-hmm. And the serve part, I'm way good with if both parties are serving.
Yes. Give and take.
You're helping each other. That's part of what it's about.
Yeah.
Is supporting each other and getting each other through all the daily stuff that we go through.
Why do we get married?
Because we're supposed to.
Hmm. Is it because we want to? Or is it because if we make that promise, is I'm going to love you forever, I'm going to do all these great things and everything else, you're locking and securing that relationship? Is it our sales pitch? You know, is that the ultimate commitment?
I think it can be.
It can be.
Can be.
Right.
I don't think that's all the time the case. I don't think that's always the case. But I think lots of times it's, you know, we have these rules that we live by, and you go to high school, you maybe go to college, you get a job, you find somebody to marry, you have kids, and then they, your kids, repeat that process.
You're right, because we want to be normal.
Right.
We want to be like everybody else.
But what the fuck is normal?
Right. You end up in misery chasing normalcy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's the boat that we've put ourselves into.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm in a boat.
No, you're in a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have, my wife, we're friends.
Yeah.
And like, she's really good to me and respectful and kind. And, you know, I can't wait. We have like, it sounds silly, but we have like a coffee time in the morning where we sit together and just talk about everything.
Right.
And it's, I can't wait for that time.
When she talks to you, is she investigating you?
No, she wants to know what I'm thinking and things like that. She's not investigating me. We have good talks.
And that's a beautiful
about
thing.
Life, yeah.
So the basis of your relationship is friendship.
By far.
Yeah.
By far, that's the strongest driving factor in our relationship.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
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 And I don't think a lot of people have that in their relationships.
Uh-uh.
You know? Now, I can't speak for everybody that's out there. I don't know. I'm not a marriage expert. I can only speak on my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never tell each other what to do, ever.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about things that we should do, as a couple that we should do, but it's never a, you need to do this, you go do that. That never happens.
Right.
It's more of a, hey, I'm going to do this, or
right.
I'm going to do that.
Right.
But it's not, never once have I not felt like I was not allowed to do something.
Right.
And that's it's wonderful. But...
So you have a lot of freedom.
I do. And we talked about that in a couple episodes ago. And it's
You can be you.
It's so vital.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she appreciates and respects exactly who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
And still respects me.
And she doesn't judge you for it.
No.
Yeah.
No, she embraces it.
Like our relationship, for example.
Right.
And I know I adore her. Mm-hmm. And I know she adores me.
Uh-huh.
And when we're together, she gives us our space.
She totally does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
And the same when she's, well, she's not here right now. She's gone out of town to be with some of her family.
Right.
I couldn't go because of work, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't get to go enjoy. What does that have to do with anything? And it's, but that's the kind of relationship we have.
So let's circle back.
Okay.
Okay. Because we do that often.
Yes.
And I commented earlier that perhaps this was an evolutionary process.
Right.
And I think when marriage originally came around, right, it was until death do us part.
Right.
Right. And we were sentenced on the day at the altar.
Right.
Right. And we stuck it out until we died.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. We've recently learned that the average marriage is 8.2 years.
Yes.
Right. In the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is pretty interesting because you got to consider there's a lot of 50-year celebrations out there. So there's a lot of marriages that don't even make it past one.
Right.
Right? To get to that 8.2 average. Where's it going?
It's, well, I think we're figuring things out. It's, but at the same time, I believe people have less tolerance than they used to for things. Some of it is justified. That they shouldn't be tolerant of the things that we used to be. Because it used to be you were just married and that's it and you just deal.
Was marriage built on the principle of hunter-gatherer, home-taker, home caretaker?
I don't know that that had the original premise for marriage had anything to do with that.
But wasn't that when people first started getting married, wasn't it expected that the wife was at home taking care of the kids and the man was out hunting and gathering?
Yeah.
And that was the original premises of the relationship
that
created marriage, right? Today, in today's world, thanks to Billie Jean King, we now have women in the workplace, Ellen Reddy, right? And things are becoming much more equalized in our society
between the sexes. That's a good thing, in my opinion. That's a good thing.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's really added a lot of levity to the workplace, and it's been a great experience. But with that being said, is marriage still applicable, considering it was built under the hunter-gatherer-home-caretaker principle?
I think anything, regardless of what it was built on, if there's still value, there's room for it, regardless of the premise on when it started. And I don't think it was built because that there was the hunter-gatherer, you know, all that stuff. I don't believe that that was the premise it was built on. I think that's just the way things were at that time.
So, okay.
And that was the way society ran, was the woman stayed home, raised the kids. I don't know that there's not some value to that, but I don't believe it's for everybody.
No, I don't think so.
But it is
either.
For some people.
Yeah. Some people like it, and some people are successful at it.
But we have worked ourselves into a society where that's not okay for everybody because they can't afford to live.
So previously, years ago, the woman's life was her home.
Yes.
And the children and the husband were her focus.
Right.
Right? Today, in many scenarios, the woman's focus is now the home,
right?
The husband,
uh-huh.
her work, her career,
uh-huh.
her success. And there's a lot of other things that go into play now.
Sure. I don't think that diminishes marriage, though.
I do.
So?
And the fact that the woman back then was 100% reliant upon the man, right? Because she was a home caretaker.
Right.
Right? So her value in the workplace was not, you know, extensive, right? Because she stayed at home, right? And unfortunately, those skills were not recognized in the workplace, even though it takes a lot of skill to do that.
Sure.
But today, a woman is not, not all women, but many women are not as reliant upon the man, you know, for that survival.
Right.
So they're much more independent. And I think when you become independent, your thought process changes. You're no longer subservient.
Right.
You're now equal to.
Okay.
And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, the relationship as it is. Right?
Sure it does.
Yeah. And I think marriage is this claw, right? That says, okay, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do this, and you guys are gonna make it happen.
I don't think marriage is that claw. I believe society is that claw.
Correct.
So if you look at marriage vows, they're usually equal. They're usually the same thing. To love, honor, protect, all those things are the same. So it's not talking about anybody's role in the house. It's not talking about any societal shit. It's just talking about love, honor, protect, respect, all these things. That is, at the core, makes up a good friendship.
True.
And so, I don't know that just because our roles have changed, that if you stick to the core of marriage and what it's really supposed to be about, that shouldn't be affected.
Here's $1 million question. Why marriage? Why can't we just do what you just said?
Because I think part of it is, part of marriage is fear. So if you want to be with somebody so much that you're trying to ensure that they're not going to be with somebody else, or there's a, okay, there's some things you can't leave as easily.
But isn't that confining?
It depends. I think that depends on the person.
So you and I don't think within the lines.
Right.
And we're
I don't find it confining, personally. And obviously, but I have a different view on marriage in that if it's not working, I leave.
Right.
If
and
it's
that's
bad,
mine.
If it's bad, I leave.
That's mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's if you're willing to stick a marriage out regardless of how bad it gets, regardless of how you're treated, well, then that's a whole different story.
I just don't get that mentality. And I know a lot of people do have that mentality.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's never worked for me on anything.
You know what's not working for me?
What?
The fact I have to urinate.
That never works for me. I'm so fucking tired of your bladder.
I think I'm dripping
your
in my
bladder
pants.
Causes me more stress than any single thing
good.
In this universe.
It's healthy.
No, because why does it always come 12 to 15 minutes into an episode?
Because I time it. I drink a lot right at the beginning, and I know it's going to take me 12 to 15 minutes to urinate.
Well, then stop.
I can't.
You have to.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait. It's going.
I know.
But hang on. I'm not done yet.
I don't think you ever turned it off. I think you put it in your pocket and you took it to the urinal.
No, it would have been very unprofessional for me to take my phone.
Well, that would be a shocker, wouldn't it?
No, yes. No.
No, yes. No.
All right, let's change lanes here.
Yes.
Tell everybody, you know, for those that haven't listened to the past couple episodes, what our plans are.
We are running collectively for president.
Yes.
Of the United States of America.
Craig and Warren have officially declared their presidency.
Yes.
Or their intention.
Their bid. Yes.
Whatever it is.
I don't know. I'm trying to use the words that I hear on television.
To become scrotum of the United States.
Making a bid to become SCROTUS.
SCROTUS. We still don't know what SCROTUS stands for.
No, but we're going to come up with something really good.
Supreme Court of the United States.
No,
we'd never make it in the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. They would tear us apart. Those are really bright people.
They're very bright people, but I don't want a job where I have to keep until I die.
No.
That's worth it. It's like being the Pope.
What do you think? How long would your perfect job last for?
4 years.
Boy, weird. Me too.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's strange.
Wait, what happens if we want to get reelected?
Oh, we're not.
We're going to get reelected.
I don't want to.
Yes, we're going to completely change our entire platform.
In 4 years?
Yes.
It'll be like all new, starting all over again?
So we're running for president of the United States. We want to be referred to as them or they.
Yes.
Okay. And our basic platform is that we're two real guys with a lot of life experience that believe in building and developing others.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we also believe in being kind and respectful to those around us.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I have to debate Kamala Harris, I'm going to smile and be polite.
Well, be polite. I don't know that you have to smile.
Do you think she recognizes smile?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, Joe's smiling all the time.
Well, yeah. You never know. Yeah, I can't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So we're going to get elected.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I want to talk about some of our first changes that we would make.
Changes?
Yes.
Okay.
What are some Craig and Warren nuances to add to the White House? I mean, we're talking about decorating, food, sound.
Oh, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
changes to the White House.
We're not in this. You can't really make any changes to the society anyway. So,
no, you can do what Joe Biden did and just go in and just...
destroy everything.
Oh, Trump did that? It's gone.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, good or bad, it's gone.
So... okay, so we also suggested that we have... Wait. Craig's yawning.
The first thing I want to do...
I want to make Donald Trump our vice president.
You know all the secrets that nobody's supposed to know?
Huh.
I think we find them out, and then we just tell like 4,000 of our closest friends.
Yeah, we'll do it on our podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Share, because we want to be transparent.
Yeah. So, like, everybody knows about the aliens.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what happened to JFK.
Area 51.
Yeah, all that stuff. We're just going to tell. Why not?
Hey, let it out, man.
American people deserve to know. Why do
we
have all
these secrets?
Look what
happened to that guy, Julian Astrogisi, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Juliana Astrogisi.
Astrogisi. And then that guy that's all locked up in Russia right now.
The female basketball player?
No. No, the guy that was giving away the secrets to the CIA.
What's his name?
He was
Eric?
Something. It'll come back to me. Okay, so what kind of changes would we make? Now, I know you're in love with music, mm-hmm. right? That's your blood, mm-hmm. okay? Will there be a drum set in the Oval Office?
There's going to be a studio.
Studio?
Yes.
Okay, are we talking...
A full recording studio.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Now, wait. We need to discuss this on our own.
Why?
Because you're going to be cutting into my space.
No, you're going to get your space, too.
I get 50% of the Oval Office.
No. I'm a bigger guy than you are.
No. And Craig, who gets to sit closest to the red phone?
We sit exactly the same amount away. We have somebody measure it all the time.
Okay, because I want half the Oval Office.
The football? The nuclear football?
Yes.
I'm keeping that shit, I can tell you right now.
No, I need it.
No.
What's the nuclear football?
That's where, the thing where you open it up and you can, like, send off all the nukes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's me, pal.
Can you imagine a bad day and just let that happen?
Yeah, because you can get a little bitchy at times.
Yeah. Kind of lose my mind. Okay, so I want half the Oval Office to be a culinary studio.
Half of it?
Well, yeah, you get the other half. That can be a music studio.
No, I don't want to in the Oval Office. I just want a room.
Whoa.
In the White House.
Whoa.
You're not pulling anything into the Oval Office.
You think Joe Biden goes in there and just cranks out a 12-hour day at that desk?
I need a really, really nice recliner.
Okay.
In the Oval Office.
And I want equally as nice recliner. And I think we should also have...
Well, no, yours is going to be a little less nice.
What, is this vanity?
No, it says I'm better than you.
What about trundle beds?
Trundle beds? No, not trundle beds. Maybe Murphy beds.
I think, you know what? I think what? In the Oval Office, we should have bunk beds. And I think we should be sleeping on bunk beds in the White House.
Who gets the top bunk?
Me.
Why?
Huh? Because sometimes at night I dribble.
Exactly. That's why I want to be on the top.
No.
Amongst other things.
No.
I worry about assorted fluids coming down.
And I think, wait. Now I'm getting stressed here.
Okay.
So we have our room.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's bunk beds.
Okay.
Right? What happens when we have visitors?
I think we have separate, like, love rooms for that.
Like conjugal visits?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, they got to be escorted in through a tunnel or whatever.
But they're like the cool rooms, like the heart-shaped bed that rotates. With a mirror on the ceiling.
A mirror on the ceiling. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you hit a button and wah, 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 wah. I've been really trying, baby. That stuff.
And Barry, what's his name?
No, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, yeah. Let's he'll be singing, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Security.
What are you going to do? Well, wait. Since you're not going to have part of the Oval Office be the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
it's ludicrous. I'm not going to... You're going to make fish. I know you.
Yes,
you're
going to make fish.
You'll make fish in the Oval Office and it'll smell.
Yes.
We're not doing that.
So what are you going to do?
They have like the world's coolest kitchen ever.
You've been married several times. Why don't you like fish?
I like fish. I don't want to smell like real fish in the Oval Office.
Well, you've smelled real fish before, haven't you? In so your prior experience.
So what are you going to do with the kitchen and who are you going to hire to run the kitchen?
I'm going to run the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're going to be busy.
No. Doing what?
Running a country, you fucking dumbass.
You're running a country. You're getting off track here. Because let's be real.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we know Donald Trump watched Fox News and played golf most days.
Uh-huh.
We know Joe Biden can't stay awake for more than 30 minutes at a time.
Right.
Right? So what do they really do?
We're going to be better.
We're
going to work.
All right, let's make a commitment right here to the American people.
Okay.
How many hours per day are we going to be concentrated on running the country?
3.
I don't know if I can make that commitment.
I think you can do 3.
3?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do 3. I also want a go-kart track at the White House.
That goes on the roof.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Okay. Now, what type of amusement would you add?
I want to talk about the kitchen. Who's going to run the kitchen?
Me!
No, who?
Me!
You can pick any culinarian in the world. Who's going to run the kitchen?
Me.
Oh, my God. You're not going to have time.
I'll bring
I know what you do. You're going to say, I'm going to go do this for 1 hour a day. And then 14 hours later, you're going to come strolling down. Oh, I don't have time to deal with the Pakistanis. I'm tired.
Because I've been cooking all day.
I've been cooking all day and on my feet. Look at my phone. Look at how many steps
I have. That's exactly where we're going
That's what the fuck is going to happen. That's why you're not going to be the executive chef of the White House.
I'll be the most productive executive. I'll be the most productive co-president of the United
States.
I'll
be much more productive than you.
No. Okay, let me ask you another question. Okay, what will be our dedicated nap time?
We don't have naps.
Yes.
No. I don't work well with naps.
Neither do I, but we need to have that option.
No, we don't.
Yeah?
No, we don't. That's conjugal visit time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Me time.
Yes.
Okay, I got that.
Oh, then I might need a nap.
Then you might need a nap after work. So right. I think nap time should be scheduled every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, as far as vacations are concerned, what's the name of the vacation place? Camp David?
Yes.
Okay, now are we going to share that?
That sounds boring.
It sounds boring as hell. And the helicopter, can't we paint the helicopter? Why does it have to be puke green?
What are we going to call the plane?
The plane.
The plane? D-A plane?
The plane.
And so everybody can point and say, boss, the plane.
I think we should paint the plane, though.
What color?
Nothing. White with our pictures on the side of it.
With our logo.
With a Sleepless in Seattle's logo.
Perfect.
Yes. This is beautiful.
You know that thing in the middle, that big carpet in the Oval Office?
Uh-huh.
That has like the eagle and the wheat and stuff on it? I think that becomes our logo.
That would be kind of cool.
Yes.
And you know who I'm going to hire?
And that will stay there for generations to come.
And you know who I'm going to hire?
Who?
Because in the White House, we're going to create a drive-thru.
A drive-thru?
Yeah, it'll actually be a walk-thru.
For what?
Well, we're actually going to be driving around the White House in golf carts, okay? And we're going to have a drive-thru.
Fun.
Right? And
I want a Polaris. Can I drive around the White House in a Polaris?
Sure, absolutely. But we're going to hire your friend from Jack in the Box.
Oh, Kawhi.
Kawhi, yes. And he's going to work the drive-thru.
There's no way.
Yes!
No way.
Oh, Craig, we have a non-judgmental platform.
I will send him back to whatever country he came from. He was mean to me.
No, well, good. He'll still be that way. Because he'll bring you back down to earth. Every time you go through the drive-thru in your little Polaris, he's going to bust your balls.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'll have to be nice because I'm part president.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, keep us humble, huh?
Keep us humble. This is time to wrap up this podcast.
We haven't finished what we're going to do with the White House.
I know, but that's the next episode. Okay. Oh, real quick. What about the landscaping? Gotta get rid of the fucking trees, man.
Why? You can't just get rid of trees.
Where are we gonna put the go-kart track?
Arbor Day is one of our biggest holidays.
And bigger than Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Then what about a pool?
It doesn't have a pool?
I don't think so.
The hell you say?
Yes. It has a bowling alley, but not a pool.
Oh, we need a pool.
Yeah,
we're gonna have some kick-ass pool parties.
Yeah, the cabana?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we need a stage.
And big green eggs.
And big green eggs for all.
Yeah.
That should be our platform. Big green eggs for all Americans.
And every patio.
And every patio across the nation.
No. We're not making false promises, Warren.
What? They promised health care. Look what happened.
We can't afford that. The country can't afford that.
Oh, it can't?
No.
Apparently we can because we mailed out stimulus checks to all Americans.
And look where we're at.
I know, but the green eggs, we'll get to cut a deal with the manufacturer.
No.
It'll be
no,
better.
No green eggs.
Okay, we got to.
But we're having them by our pool.
We got to wind up this episode
with a kick-ass water slide.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to wind up this episode.
Okay, and then next time we'll talk about what inflatables we're going to have in the pool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or in the conjugal visit room.
Yes.
Yes. All right, everybody. Sleepless in Cialis.
Good night, y'all.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
Big hands.
Praying for an email.
That's right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.